Good morning, Audio Boo. This is a boo for Pawari, who asked for my top five Xbox games that weren't Rock Band 3 and were in the bargain bin, preferably. So here we go. First choice is Bioshock, which I think is unique in the setting and philosophy behind it. That it's in an underwater city created as utopia for objectivists along the lines of Ayn Rand's philosophy of individualism, and it's all gone horribly wrong, and you've got to unpick what's happened. So yeah, very atmospheric, very creepy, an interesting story. Second one, Alan Wake, which I think is something of a flawed masterpiece. It's not quite as good as it could have been, but there's an awful lot in it to recommend it. It's short enough to play through in a week or so. If you like Stephen King, H.P. Lovecraft, the sort of whole thing of a writer going to a house by a lake and dealing with his own inner demons and shadow creatures, and it's very atmospheric. It's spoiled by a couple of things being quite linear, and I think it could have done without the head-up display on the screen. But it's well worth playing. Thirdly, this one is an Xbox Live download, Beyond Good and Evil. It's an old, I think it originally came out on the GameCube and PS2 and Xbox probably, but it's an HD remix and it's superb. It's a sort of a bit Zelda-like in structure, but it's got it's a European sensibility. The music is fantastic. There's really quirky aliens that you interact with. You do things like taking photographs of species and collecting them. There's a bit of sort of platforming in it that's a bit tricky, but nothing that I'm sure you can't cope with. But again, another interesting game with interesting characters and a quite unique French art style. Fourthly, Grand Theft Auto 4 with the two expansion packs. That's The Lost and Damned and The Ballad of Gay Tony. Huge in scope, a fantastic story. It's dark and violent, but moving and quite hopeful as well. And I think you really need to play the whole trilogy because of the way the storylines intersect, and the main characters act together in ways that that are not immediately apparent until you get to the end. And Liberty City, it's iconic. The music is probably one of the main things I enjoy about it. I just like driving around, listening to the radio, watching the rain on the windscreen, and switching channels. It's a great place to explore. Final one, it's another Rockstar Studios game, which I think is even better than GTA 4 is Red Dead Redemption. It's literally everything that you could want in a Western game. There are cattle drives and games of poker in saloons and shootouts in dusty streets, and you cross the border into Mexico and go hunting wild animals and go up into the snowy wilderness and hunt down outlaws, and you can quite easily choose to be a heartless outlaw and people will shy away from you, or you can be a moral character, which I think I played quite naturally, and you'll be respected and admired. Some fantastic, memorable characters that you interact with, the scenery, the environment that you're in is stunning. There's some points where you ride your horse up to the top of a hill and just sort of stop and look at the view because it is fantastic. Right, I'm nearly out of time, so that's my recommendations, and I hope you enjoy at least one of them.